Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Today we're going to dive into something that's probably keeping some of you up at night. Literally. We're talking about extra firm mattresses.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And how to choose the best one for you.
Right.
If you're dealing with back pain or just not feeling fully rested, the culprit could very well be your mattress.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a back or stomach sleeper.
Right.
Or simply prefer a really, really supportive sleep surface.
Yeah.
An extra firm mattress might be just the ticket to better sleep.
It's amazing how many people just put up with discomfort or, you know, poor sleep when the solution might be just a new mattress.
Yeah, so true. But, you know, the sheer number of options out there can feel overwhelming.
Totally.
Which is why we're here
right.
to help cut through all that noise.
Absolutely.
We're going to break down some top picks from Mattress Advisory's recent article on extra firm mattresses.
Okay.
Focusing on what makes each one unique and who it might be best suited for. And don't forget to check out that article link in the show notes for exclusive discounts.
Yes.
Who doesn't love saving money while getting a better night's sleep?
Absolutely. All right, so let's start with the Plank Firm mattress.
Okay.
The interesting thing about this one
yeah.
is its dual-sided design.
Mm.
It offers both a firm and an extra firm option.
Oh, wow.
So you can literally flip it over to adjust the feel.
That's a pretty clever idea.
Yeah.
Sort of like getting two mattresses in one.
Exactly.
And I noticed this one is all foam.
Yes.
How did it impact its firmness and the overall feel?
Well, the Plank Firm uses a high-density foam, which is known for its supportive qualities and its durability as well.
Mm-hmm.
This type of foam doesn't compress as easily as some softer foam.
Right.
So it can provide that really solid,
okay.
unyielding support that some people prefer,
yeah.
especially if they're heavier or tend to sleep hot.
So that explains why the article recommends it for heavier individuals. It makes sense that a denser foam would be better at preventing that sinking feeling.
Yeah.
And keeping the spine properly aligned.
Exactly.
Okay.
And for those who tend to overheat at night, the Plank Firm has an optional Glaciotex cooling cover, which can help regulate temperature and keep you feeling fresh all night long.
That's a nice bonus.
Yeah.
Especially since firm mattresses sometimes get a bad rap for trapping heat.
It's true.
Yeah, I've definitely experienced that with some memory foam mattresses in the past.
Sure.
So this cooling cover is definitely a welcome feature.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that this mattress is all about that firm support. Are there any downsides to consider?
There are a couple things to keep in mind.
Okay.
Because of its firmness.
Yeah.
The Plank Firm might not be the best choice for side sleepers.
Okay.
As it might not provide enough pressure relief for their hips and shoulders.
I see.
And people who weigh under 150 pounds might also find it a bit too firm.
So it's really about finding the right match.
Yeah.
For your body type and your sleep preferences.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to another interesting contender.
Okay.
The Helix Dawn Lux.
Oh, yeah. The Helix Dawn Lux.
This one's a hybrid mattress, which means it combines foam with individually wrapped coils.
Right.
That's correct. And those coils play a key role in providing targeted support and minimizing motion transfer.
Hmm.
It's a great option for couples.
Okay.
As you won't be as easily disturbed by your partner's movements.
I can see how that would be a game changer for light sleepers.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But how does the foam layer in the Helix Dawn Lux compared to the Plank Firm in terms of firmness?
Well, the Helix Dawn Lux uses a softer foam called Memory Plus Foam, which contours to the body and provides pressure relief.
Right.
Combined with the coils, it creates a feel that's described as medium firm.
Okay.
So it's a step down in firmness from the Plank Firm, but still offers good support, especially for back sleepers.
Okay, so it's striking a bit of a balance between comfort and support. And I see it also comes with that optional Glaciotex cooling cover.
It does.
It seems like a lot of brands are recognizing that temperature regulation is a key concern for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Especially with foam layers.
Yeah.
Which, as we mentioned, can sometimes trap heat.
Right.
The Glaciotex cover is a smart addition to this mattress as it helps to create a cooler, more comfortable sleep surface.
You got it.
All right. So for those who prefer a bit more cushion and prioritize motion isolation, the Helix Dawn Lux might be worth checking out.
Definitely.
Are there any potential downsides to this mattress?
Well, if you're someone who absolutely needs a very firm surface,
yeah,
this might not be the one for you.
Okay.
The Memory Plus foam, while comfortable, does have some give to it.
Right.
For those who prefer a truly flat, unyielding sleep surface,
mm-hmm.
the medium firm feel of the Helix Dawn Luxe might not be quite firm enough.
I can see how that could be an issue for dedicated stomach sleepers.
Yeah.
Or those with specific back pain needs. So it's important to know where you fall on the firmness spectrum.
For sure.
Before making a decision.
Definitely.
Now let's talk about a mattress that sounds incredibly luxurious.
Yeah.
The Nola Evolution 15.
Ah, the Nola Evolution.
And what sets this one apart from the others we've discussed so far?
Well, the Nola Evolution is all about luxurious comfort combined with excellent support.
Mm-hmm.
It boasts a plush Euro topper.
Oh, wow.
Zone support and multiple firmness options.
Okay.
Making it a versatile choice for a wide range of sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all out with its cooling features.
Really?
An Arctic Tex cover air foam layers and even a special air breath heat escape gusset.
Wow, that sounds incredibly well designed.
It is.
But with all those features, it must come with a pretty hefty price tag, right?
It is definitely a premium mattress,
yeah.
which is reflected in its price.
Okay.
But for those who prioritize luxurious comfort and are willing to invest in their sleep,
mm-hmm.
the Nola Evolution could be a game changer.
So it's about weighing the costs and benefits.
Right.
If you're looking for top-of-the-line features
mm-hmm.
and long-lasting quality,
yeah.
that investment might be worth it.
Exactly.
But for those on a tighter budget,
sure.
there are certainly more affordable options available.
Of course.
Speaking of affordability.
Okay.
Let's talk about a mattress that seems to strike a good balance between price and performance.
Right.
The Bear Elite Hybrid.
The Bear Elite Hybrid.
What makes this one stand out?
Well, the Bear Elite Hybrid is a fantastic choice for those seeking back pain relief and advanced cooling technology.
Okay.
Without breaking the bank.
Right.
It boasts a firm option rated 7 out of 10 on the firmness scale
mm-hmm.
and utilizes a 5-zone coil system for targeted support.
Okay, so that targeted support is likely what makes it so good for back pain.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of thought went into the design of this mattress.
Definitely.
And what about those cooling features you mentioned?
Okay.
You know, what makes them so special?
Well, the Bear Elite Hybrid features a Cellient fiber cover, which is designed to convert body heat into infrared energy.
Wow.
This technology not only helps regulate temperature,
mm-hmm.
but also promotes better circulation and muscle recovery.
That sounds incredibly innovative.
It is.
So it's not just about keeping you cool.
Right.
It's also about potentially enhancing sleep quality in other ways?
Exactly.
And I see the Bear Elite Hybrid also uses copper-infused memory foam.
It does.
What are the benefits of that?
Well, copper is naturally antimicrobial.
Okay.
So it helps keep the mattress fresh and hygienic.
Right.
Plus, it's an excellent conductor of heat, so it draws heat away from the body.
Okay.
Further enhancing the cooling properties of the mattress.
So it's a double whammy for hot sleepers. I'm curious, though, if this mattress is so focused on back pain relief and cooling,
yeah.
does that mean it sacrifices comfort in any way?
Well, it's important to remember that the Bear Elite Hybrid does cut in a few firmness options.
Okay.
But the firm option, which we're focusing on today,
right.
might not be the best choice for those who prefer a super plush feel.
Gotcha.
And for budget-conscious shoppers, it's worth noting that there are certainly more affordable mattresses out there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, on to our final contender for today.
Okay.
The DLX Premier Hybrid Mattress.
The DLX Premier.
What's the key selling point of this one?
Well, the DLX Premier Hybrid is all about versatility and customization.
Okay.
It comes in three firmness levels,
hmm.
soft, medium, and firm.
Ah, options. Always a good thing.
Right.
So it's a good choice for combination sleepers?
Definitely.
Or couples who have different firmness preferences?
Exactly. And if you need even more customization.
Really?
They offer a split king configuration where each side of the mattress can have its own firmness level.
Oh, wow.
No more arguments over who gets the firmer side.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Seems like they really thought of everything with this one.
Yeah, right.
And speaking of details, how does the DLX Premier Hybrid address temperature regulation?
Well, they use a special HyperFlex fabric in the cover,
okay.
which is breathable and designed to promote airflow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as high-tech as some of the other cooling technologies we've discussed today.
Right.
But it's still effective in helping to regulate temperature.
It sounds like they focused on creating a breathable and comfortable sleep surface.
Yeah.
Without getting too fancy with the technology.
Right.
And given the variety of firmness options, I imagine this mattress would be suitable for a wide range of sleepers.
It is.
Are there any particular types of sleepers who might not find this mattress to be a good fit?
Well, if you're looking for something truly ultra firm or ultra soft,
okay,
this might not be the best choice.
Right.
It really hits that sweet spot in the middle range.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who prefer something in between those extremes,
mm-hmm,
the DLX Premier Hybrid offers a lot of flexibility.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground with these five extra firm mattresses.
We have.
It's impressive how each one caters to slightly different needs and preferences. But there's a lot more to consider when choosing a mattress than just the brand and model.
You're absolutely right.
We've barely scratched the surface.
Yeah.
There are so many factors to consider, like your weight and sleeping position, the different types of mattress materials, support and firmness levels,
mm-hmm,
breathability and temperature regulation, and of course, trustworthiness and quality assurance.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we'll be diving into all of that.
Okay.
After a quick break.
Right.
We'll be right back with more mattress advice and help you navigate those crucial considerations.
Sounds good. Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. It's exciting to continue our deep dive into the world of extra firm mattresses and
yeah,
all those crucial factors that go beyond brand names.
Yeah, let's unpack those key considerations
yeah,
that can truly make or break a good night's sleep.
Right.
Where should we start?
Well, let's revisit something we touched upon earlier.
Okay.
The impact of your weight and your sleeping position
right,
on your mattress choice. It might seem obvious, but these two factors play a huge role in determining which mattress will feel best for you.
Okay, let's break it down.
Okay.
Weight first.
Right.
How does my weight actually influence how a mattress feels and performs?
Well, heavier individuals generally need a firmer mattress.
Okay.
To provide adequate support and prevent excessive sinking.
Mm.
Remember how we discussed the plank firm with its high density foam?
Yeah.
That type of construction is ideal for heavier sleepers because it can handle more pressure without compromising its shape and support.
That makes perfect sense. It's all about finding that sweet spot where you feel comfortably supported
yeah,
without sinking in too much.
Exactly.
And what about sleeping position?
Sure.
How does that factor into the equation?
Well, your sleeping position dictates where your body needs the most support and pressure relief.
Okay.
For example, back sleepers typically need a firmer mattress
mm-hmm,
to maintain proper spinal alignment.
Right.
A mattress that's too soft could cause their hips to sink too deeply, leading to lower back pain.
So for back sleepers, a firm mattress is key to keeping that spine nice and straight.
Yes.
And what about side sleepers?
Sure.
I imagine their needs are quite different.
You're right. Side sleepers often need a bit more cushioning.
Okay.
Around their hips and shoulders to relieve pressure points
mm,
and prevent those areas from feeling pinched.
Right.
A mattress that's too firm could lead to discomfort and restless sleep for side sleepers.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Side sleepers need enough give to cradle those pressure points.
Yeah.
But still enough support to keep the spine aligned.
Right.
What about combination sleepers?
Yeah.
Those of us who tend to shift positions throughout the night.
Right.
What type of mattress works best for them?
Well, combination sleepers need a mattress that can adapt to their various positions.
Okay.
That's why hybrid mattresses with their combination of foam and coils
right,
are often a good choice for them.
Mm-hmm.
The foam provides contouring and pressure relief, while the coils offer that responsive support that can adjust to different positions.
I see how that adaptability would be crucial for combination sleepers.
Definitely.
Speaking of different materials,
yeah,
the article also highlights the various types of mattress materials.
Mm-hmm.
Each with its own set of pros and cons.
Right.
It can feel like a whole different language.
It's true. There's memory foam, latex, inner spring hybrid, and even organic options.
Wow.
Understanding the basics of each material can help you narrow down your choices and find the best fit for your needs and preferences.
Okay, let's break it down.
Okay.
Memory foam first.
Right.
What are its key characteristics? I know it's known for its body-hugging feel.
Yeah.
But what else should we know?
Well, memory foam is known for its excellent contouring abilities.
Okay.
And pressure relieving qualities.
Right.
It slowly molds to your body shape,
mm-hmm,
creating a cradling sensation that can be very comfortable, especially for those with joint pain.
Okay.
However, it's important to note that traditional memory foam can sometimes trap heat.
Right.
Making it less ideal for hot sleepers.
So if you sleep hot, you might want to look for memory foam with cooling features like gel infusions or open cell structures.
Exactly.
What about latex?
Okay.
How does it compare to memory foam?
Well, latex is a naturally resilient and responsive material.
Okay.
It offers a bit more bounce than memory foam and tends to sleep cooler.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a durable and sustainable option, as natural latex is derived from rubber trees.
Right.
However, latex mattresses can be more expensive than memory foam.
Okay.
And some people might not enjoy the bouncy feel.
Interesting. So it's all about personal preference.
It is.
And what about traditional innerspring mattresses?
Sure.
They seem to have fallen out of favor a bit in recent years.
Yeah.
But are there still benefits to them?
Well, innerspring mattresses are known for their classic bouncy feel and affordability.
Right.
They've been around for decades, so they're a tried and true option.
All right.
However, they don't always offer the same level of contouring or motion isolation as foam or hybrid mattresses.
And the coils can sometimes create pressure points, which might be an issue for side sleepers or people with back pain.
So while they're a budget-friendly option, innerspring mattresses might not be the best choice for everyone.
Right.
Especially those seeking specific comfort or support features.
Exactly.
And then there are hybrid mattresses,
yeah,
which we've already talked quite a bit about.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to offer a good balance of comfort, support, and responsiveness.
Exactly. Hybrids combine the best of both worlds by using coils for support and foam for comfort.
Right.
They often offer good motion isolation, temperature regulation, and durability,
mm-hmm,
making them a popular choice for a wide range of sleepers.
Okay, so we've got memory foam, latex, innerspring, and hybrid.
Yep.
What about organic mattresses? Mm-hmm. What makes them different?
Well, organic mattresses are made with natural materials.
Okay.
That are certified to be free of harmful chemicals and toxins.
Right.
They're a good choice for those who are environmentally conscious and want to sleep on a truly natural surface.
Right.
However, organic mattresses can be quite expensive.
Okay.
And it's important to check certifications carefully.
Yeah.
To ensure you're getting a truly organic product.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder to do your research and read labels carefully.
For sure.
No matter what type of mattress you're considering.
Right.
Now let's shift gears and talk about firmness levels.
Okay.
The article does a great job of breaking down the different levels from soft to extra firm.
Mm-hmm.
But why is understanding these levels so crucial for good sleep?
Well, finding the right firmness level is essential,
yeah,
for both comfort and spinal alignment.
Mm-hmm.
A mattress that's too soft won't provide enough support,
right,
leading to poor posture and potentially back pain.
Okay.
On the other hand, a mattress that's too firm can create pressure points.
Yeah.
Especially for side sleepers, leading to discomfort and tossing and turning.
So it's all about finding that Goldilocks zone.
Exactly.
Not too soft, not too firm.
Right.
But just right. But with all these different firmness scales and ratings,
mm-hmm,
it can be hard to know where to start.
It can definitely be confusing. Mattress companies often use their own firmness scales,
right,
which can make it difficult to compare apples to apples.
Yeah.
It's important to do your research and read reviews to get a sense of how a mattress feels in real life.
Right.
And don't be afraid to try out different mattresses in person if you have the opportunity.
That's great advice. Mm. There's no substitute for actually lying on a mattress and seeing how it feels for yourself.
You got it.
And speaking of feeling good, let's talk about temperature regulation.
Okay.
For hot sleepers like me, this is a make or break factor.
Absolutely. And luckily, there are so many innovative cooling technologies available today.
Right.
We've already touched on a few of them, like the Glaciotex cooling cover.
Yeah.
But the article dives into even more detail about materials and design.
Okay.
That can help regulate temperature and keep you cool throughout the night.
It's fascinating how much thought goes into keeping us cool and comfortable these days.
Yeah, it really is.
So for hot sleepers, it's all about looking for those key features and materials,
mm-hmm,
that promote breathability and heat dissipation.
Right.
What are some specific things to look for?
Well, for starters, look for mattresses with breathable covers.
Okay.
And layers made from materials like open cell foam or latex.
Right.
These materials allow for better airflow than traditional memory foam.
Mm.
Some mattresses also incorporate gel infusions or phase change materials that absorb heat and keep the surface feeling cool.
It's amazing how technology has advanced in this area.
It really is.
And finally, let's talk about something that's often overlooked.
Yeah.
But so important, trustworthiness and quality assurance.
Right.
How can listeners ensure they're buying a mattress from a reputable brand,
mm-hmm,
that will stand behind its product?
You hit the nail on the head. It's crucial to do your research and choose a brand that offers things like trial periods, warranties, and reliable customer support.
Right.
A trial period allows you to actually sleep on the mattress,
yeah,
for a set amount of time and return it if it's not a good fit.
Right.
And a solid warranty provides peace of mind knowing that you're protected if any defects arise.
That peace of mind is priceless. And luckily, Mattress Advisor's article does a fantastic job of vetting brands and providing all that essential information to help you make an informed decision.
Yeah, Gus.
Remember, folks, you can find the full article with links to all the mattresses we've discussed and those exclusive discounts right in our show notes.
Be sure to check it out. Now, before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder.
Okay.
Think about what matters most to you in a mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cooling features, edge support, a specific material, organic certifications? Once you know your priorities, you can use that knowledge to narrow down your choices and find the mattress of your dreams.
That's great advice. And remember, a good night's sleep is an investment in your health and well-being.
Absolutely.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams.
Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. We've been unpacking a lot of information about extra firm mattresses.
We have.
And I hope you're feeling more confident about navigating this sometimes confusing world.
It can be a lot.
Yeah, it really is.
But I think having this knowledge will empower you to make a smart decision.
Right.
And find a mattress that truly supports your sleep needs.
Absolutely. And speaking of support.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to one of the key factors we touched on earlier, edge support.
Okay.
The article mentions this as an important consideration.
Right.
But why is it so crucial, especially for an extra firm mattress?
Well, edge support refers to the sturdiness and stability of the perimeter of the mattress.
Okay.
It determines how well the mattress holds up when you sit or lie near the edge.
Mm-hmm.
This is particularly important for extra firm mattresses because they tend to be less forgiving if you happen to roll or sleep near the edge.
So if you're someone who likes to spread out or sit on the edge of the bed to get dressed,
yeah,
good edge support is essential for preventing that dreaded feeling of rolling off or feeling unsupported.
Exactly. A mattress with strong edge support will feel more stable and spacious.
Right.
And it will also extend the lifespan of the mattress by preventing sagging and premature wear and tear.
That makes perfect sense.
Ah.
It's like getting more usable surface area out of your mattress.
Yeah, you got it.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something that really resonated with me in the article.
Okay.
The idea of tuning in to your own body and sleep preferences.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in all the technical details and features.
Right.
But ultimately, finding the right mattress is a personal journey.
It really is. I couldn't agree more. The article highlights the importance of considering factors like your typical sleeping temperature.
Right.
Any pressure points or pain you experience, and even your personal preferences for materials and firmness levels. What feels comfortable and supportive for one person might be completely different for another.
It's like finding the perfect pair of shoes.
Yeah.
What fits one person might pinch or rub another.
Exactly.
So it's all about understanding your own needs and priorities.
Right.
And thankfully, there are so many resources available today.
There are.
Like Mattress Advisor's comprehensive guides and reviews that can help you make an informed decision.
It's amazing what's out there these days.
Yeah, it really is.
And don't forget about those exclusive discounts we keep mentioning.
Yes.
Be sure to check the article link in our show notes for some amazing deals on the mattresses we discussed today.
It's like getting a bonus reward for taking care of your sleep health.
Yes.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, but I hope you found it helpful and informative.
I hope so too.
Remember, investing in a good mattress is an investment in your overall well-being.
Absolutely.
Sleep well, everyone.
Sweet dreams.